Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Christy Lemire and Peter Rayner. We begin with Maze Runner, The Death Cure, starring Dylan O'Brien, directed by Wes Ball, written by T.S. Nolan. Christy?
This is the third and final film in the Maze Runner YA trilogy. It's still a dystopian future. We are out of the glade and out of the scorch, and Thomas and his friends are trying to save a bunch of kids who might be immune to the zombie plague. The action scenes are cool. It's just the stuff in between them that is kind of tedious.
Yeah, as dystopian bang-up movies go, I think it's better than average, but I'm not really going for the dialogue. I do have to say that, it's probably not the last of the three, because it seems like there's a little bit of a chance that they left a little door open at the end, so we'll see.
Maze Runner, The Death Cure, rated PG-13 in wide release. Please Stand By, a comedic drama starring Dakota Fanning, Toni Collette, and Alice Eve. Peter?
This is a kind of implausible road movie that has some sweet moments to it. I thought that Toni Collette gave a very good performance. Dakota Fanning is a difficult role that she doesn't really pull off. Best moment is when Patton Oswalt, as a cop, tries to talk down the Dakota Fanning character, who's a huge Trekkie, by having a conversation with her in
Klingon.
Yeah. Which I have to learn.
I was surprised by this. I found it sensitive and thoughtful, and it could have been really mawkish, and there are some good performances here.
Please Stand By, rated PG-13, American Folk, a dramatic musical written and directed by David Hines. Joe Purdy and Amber Rubarth are the stars. Peter?
This is a sweet movie. The two people get together. They have to make their way to New York because the planes are all down the day after 9/11, and they encounter all sorts of people along the way who are mostly really nice and really scared. And the music is lovely, and the two actors have chemistry.
The music is lovely, and this reminded me a lot of the musical Once, in that the songs spring very organically from who these characters are and what they're doing, and the music is great.
American Folk, rated PG. It's at Lemley's Music Hall in Beverly Hills. And finally, the Brazilian movie Vazante, from director Daniela Thomas. Peter?
A powerful movie about slave trade in Brazil in 1800s, shot in stark black and white. Daniela Thomas makes her directorial debut.
The movie is Vazante. It's unrated. You can see it at Lemley's Royal Theater in West Los Angeles. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to join us every Friday at 11 and Saturday at noon for Film Week here on 89.3 KPCC. And we hope to see you at the theater at Ace Hotel Sunday, February 25th, for our Oscar preview. Tickets, kpcc.org/in-person.